All right, welcome to the Marketing 4-Bit Radio Show. I'm Robert Gates, your host, and I'm here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, we're saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I happen to save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. We're just going to call that icing on the cake, because the mission is to build strong businesses in our community so we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. If you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, hey, turn on the Marketing 4-Bit Radio Show. We're on a mission here, trying to build these businesses, trying to put people to work, trying to keep people's spirits up. We have been a trusted resource for 10 years now because we've done this. We've been through the different phases and the cycles, the ups, the downs. So we're going to lead you through this one too. That's right. So join us. Got a great show lined up here, as we do every Friday at 10:30 a.m. right here on the Marketing 4-Bit Radio Show. I know the surroundings look a little different, but we are in different times right now. Right now we are broadcasting all over the world through Marketing 4-Bit TV. We still have a show going on over at Radio One. We have the show right here on Facebook Live. We have a show going on Blog Talk Radio. We have a show going on TuneIn. We are Marketing 4-Bit International. So we are here to bring you the message as we have done for so many years. And today is no exception. I tell you, boy, folks out here going, tell you, boy, you don't know what to do with this during pandemic. This coronavirus. People are panicking. They're overreacting. Now, I must admit, I haven't drank the Corona beer in the last couple of weeks, so maybe I'm overreacting a little bit, too. But, hey, you got to do what you got to do, see? Folks trying to be safe. People are trying to take care of themselves, and I'm no exception, and I'm sure you aren't either. But what we have to do, see, there's three things that work here. We got to worry about our bodies and our health. Definitely got to do that. We got to worry about our mental well-being. So we don't just go to fool and just freak out and just let ourselves fall apart. So we got to take care of that. But we definitely got to take care of our business. That's why the topic of the show today is mind, your business, your body, and your brand. Now, when Candace comes on here, she's going to probably throw in the word bank, too. So we're going to throw all kinds of things in here today. But they all start with B: your business, your body, your brand, and your bank. We got to take care of those regardless. We got to take care of those regardless whether we're in coronavirus, Corona beer, Heineken beer, or whatever. We're going to take care of all those things. And so you're tuning into the right place. Now, you heard the word brand thrown in here, because there's a lot of, hindsighting going on. People are saying, if I had done this sooner, maybe I wouldn't be in this situation I'm in now. And branding is one of those things that have people second guessing. They saying, why didn't I take care of my brand when I had the chance? It's not too late. But remember this, folks. You work on the roof when the sun is out. You don't wait till it starts to rain. You work on your roof when your sun is out. So when you're making that money, you're making that bank, and that body's in good shape, and the mind is all crisp, that's when you should be working on these fundamental things like your brand, your strategies, your marketing, your advertising, building those relationships, networking. Do those things during the good times. And so when the bad times come along, you're going to be ready. You're going to be more prepared. And you're going to be the one to left standing. That's why I've been working on my brand all year long. As a matter of fact, if I look like the poster boy for the Marketing 4-Bit today, it's because the Marketing 4-Bit has a strong brand. To everybody looking in by our Facebook Live, see the Marketing 4-Bit? It's up there in the corner. Got it here on my chest like Superman. Got it on my cup. Even have it on my ink pen. We are about branding. Because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. During this pandemic, everybody's going to start a radio show, a podcast. They're going to be popping up like mushrooms. And that's okay. But what I want you to do is while you're doing this, keep in mind that the sun is going to come out. It's not going to be gloomy and cloudy always, but you want to work on that brand when this pandemic is over. Don't go back to doing business as usual, thinking that your brand doesn't matter. So we're going to be working on your brand year-round. That means from January 1st to December 31st, we want to work on our branding. Now, later in the show, we're going to have the wellologist, Candace Camille. She's going to be joining me. We're going to talk about keeping that body in shape. Now, man, she's out there got things going. I saw her doing some exercise parties. I saw her out there doing some planking. And maybe she's going to come on here today and do a little plank for us, because we need all the help we can do, ladies and gentlemen. Keep our body, our brand, our bank, and our businesses going through these times that we're going through. Now, what we're going to do here, we're going to quickly cover some of the items that are happening in the news, because that's the other thing we have to do during these times. We have to stay informed. We have to know what's going on around us at all times. Plus, there's some good news out here. There's some good news we need to keep you abreast of. For instance, there's this $2 trillion stimulus package. They just keep going back and forth. I mean, one minute they say it's passed. Next minute they say it's not passed. Then they got to throw in a curveball. But regardless, I think in a few weeks, maybe a month or so, there will be checks in the mail. So folks that are out there that are struggling, hang on. Talk to those lenders. Tell them to give you a little leeway, because the lenders aren't dumb either. They know at least $1,000 coming down the pike to somebody, and they're going to be trying to be nice to you so they can get a piece of it. So help is on the way. Now, $350 billion of that dollars are going towards helping small businesses. So that's good news. And we're going to have, I think every adult is going to get $1,200, every child $500. And now this is good news too. Those unemployment insurance extensions. So folks that are filing for unemployment, they're going to add another $600 a week to your unemployment. Man, this is like Christmas in, what month is this? We're in March. And there's going to be $500 billion for distressed companies that are hotel, tourism. Those folks are really taking a beating. So they're going to get a little extra money too. So that's some good news coming in the pipe. And like I said earlier, we're going to have our good old buddy, Candace Camille. She's going to join in. She's probably over there. Let's get her off the floor. She's probably over there planking right now. I'm going to say, Candace, get off that floor and get on this darn TV screen with me. I see you over there warming up. Hey, Candace.
You can't be telling everybody out.
I saw you over there getting your plank on.
Good morning, my friend. How are you? How's it going?
I'm gonna tell you, one day I was checking out you doing one of those planking. I guess, what do you call those things when you got all those folks out there doing it together to the party? What do you call it?
Well, you can create a planking party. You know, we have planking clinics. You know, and sometimes we just have planking. So you know, actually over in Plank Talk Nation, we have thousands of people actually planking. So I think that's absolutely amazing that you're even joining us, right? Hey,
I gotta keep this body in shape. Shoot, what are you talking about, girl? Shoot, look,
Well, everybody needs to keep their body in shape, right? And planking is one of those things, and especially right now, like all seriousness, like right now really is the time to pivot. You know, this time we got to pivot in this pandemic when you're talking about being okay. You know, you hear a lot about health, the money and everything. But at the end of the day, you have to make sure that you're okay. And like, what are you doing like right now to ensure that you and your family is okay? Like, what are you doing?
Hallelujah. Well, Candace, I'm going to talk about a couple of news items here. You jump right in and chime in. I want to keep folks apprised of what's going on out here. We talked about the stimulus package that's coming. So people, if they can just hang on a little bit longer, there's some money coming, because some of these folks out here are really being stressed out. Now, later in the show, I'm going to talk about your branding during this pandemic, because there are some things that you're going to have to be doing. And I'm also going to give you some basic tips on some other things you should be doing during this pandemic as well. Now, here's some good news. I'm trying to point out some good news too. The stock market is back up. Now, I mean, I bought a few stocks. I'm not like, you know, plush, but every time I lose any kind of money, I'm going to be a little concerned. So the stock market is kind of, the bleeding has stopped a little bit. And so anybody who has money in the stock market, hang on. I think the good news about the stimulus package kind of stopped some of the runoff, sell-offs. So we're starting to see some bright news there. Also, other companies out here are doing things. Spotify, they're donating money to the musicians who are struggling. We have Apple is donating $9 million to respirators and face masks and to health workers. Twitter is donating $1 million to Journalism Foundation. We have Facebook is donating 720,000 face masks, and it's helping out the wildfire and healthcare workers. Cisco is giving $225 million worth of cash and product to the response efforts. Netflix has created a $100 million fund to help those working in the creative industry. And so there are people out there who are doing things. And so most people like myself and Candace and others, we're not just sitting on the sidelines. We're trying to jump in and use, everybody can do something. Because like you said, Candace, your industry, I guess, like others, but we kind of adjusting and trying to, while we're trying to survive, we're also trying to help other people.
Yes. And, you know, servant right now is, and one of the things you talked about, that what can you do even as we're all trying to just get through and survive and more conqueror in this thing, is like, what can you really do to help other people? Like, even as you're being innovative and creative as to what to do, because of course we're not these big companies out here that can afford to donate $1 million and $1,000. Some of us are worrying about our next, like we're not going to get a next check. So may well be homeless. Like, what can you do? And one of the things that you can do is stay connected in social media and the phone and the texting and everything, especially with the social distancing. We really have to be very, very careful. And I want to tell everybody, please take it to heart, because this virus, for me being in the healthcare field for 28 years and being in respiratory and pulmonary medicine, I understand that this virus is no joke. So you want to make sure that you're doing the things to take care of yourself, and how can you be of service? So for me, you know, as a wellness coach and everything, and a emotional mastery coach, it's like you just talk to people, because some people live by themselves. They don't have anybody to talk to. So I'm saying, you know, pick up the phone and call somebody. Every day I choose and here's what you can do. I choose a letter of the alphabet, and I go in my contacts and I call everybody in there. You know, I'm just, you know, shooting out a thing. I'm just checking on y'all. So just, you know, I tell all of my peeps, like, this is a wellness call. You haven't heard from me, but I'm checking in just to see how you're doing, what you're doing today. So find something to do. Yeah, that's one of the things that I can suggest when you're talking about where you can serve on your level. Go to your contact list and make some calls. Just go down the line. Never mind who they are. Just call them. Hey, how you doing? This is Candace Camille. The wellness check. I'm checking on you. You need anything? So just, you know, that's a good way to just talk to people.
You're exactly right, because I know I have shocked some people. I've reached out to people they haven't heard from me in years. All of a sudden, they get a text or a call from Robert Gatewood. They drop their phones and wait. They think they owe me money or something. No. You don't owe me any money. I'm just checking on you. And you have that make somebody's day. That will actually make somebody's day. So I think it was George Washington Carver said, "Drop your buckets where you are. Everybody can do something wherever you are. You can drop your bucket and you can make a difference." Here's some things that you can do. First of all, wash your hands to make sure you're not spreading this virus to somebody else. If you're coughing, of course, put in your sleeve and keep your safe distancing, because
you got to show them how to wash their hands, right? So you got to do the birthday song, right? So, you know, you wet your hands, right? Because if we're going to tell y'all what to do, we're going to have to show you how to do this since we are here live. Right, so you gotta wet your hands first. And even when you're pumping on your pump, you wanna make sure you're using it on your fist and your arm to put the soap in your hand. You rub it together, right? So you're singing the birthday song. Come on, Robert, sing. There you go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear everybody. Happy birthday to you. Yeah, do it again. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I sure can't sing. Hey, I used to sing. Happy birthday to you. Hard to believe I was singing it one time, right?
And that's your 20 seconds right there. That's your 20 seconds. You rinse off, right? You rinse your hands off under the water because you have the water on. You get your towel, you dry your hands, and you turn the faucet off with your towel. So that's the correct way. You want to do it 20 seconds or more, and with your soap, your towel, you wipe it off. If you are in, you know, public space, which you shouldn't be, but if you are, you want to use a towel with the doorknobs and everything, and use your elbows so you can make sure that your hands stay washed. So again, and just like Robert did, you're popping in your sleeve and your elbow. Or if you have it, one of the things I always go out with is my mask. You know, for me, they have to be cute, right? So, you know, I got a purple mask today. So, you know, you gotta find your joy in it as you do it. So those are some of the things that you can actually do. Cough in your mask. It's when you have these masks on, especially, and Robert, I want to say this to everybody, especially for the ones that do not have the medical mask.
Right.
The medical mask, and that's universal precautions. It has bacteria. I mean, it has the particles. It has everything to stop the in and out. For all of these masks that's being made, you got to know it's just like your clothes. So if you're going to invest in some masks, and even for me, if you're going to invest in some masks, you want to make sure that you're doing it from the medical standpoint for safety issues. Like I said, I use mine. This is not a safety mask, but this will protect you from me. So at the end of the day, I'm keeping my own germs in when you do it. So be very, very mindful when you see so many people are selling masks right now. You want to get something that's going to help to help with this pandemic that's going on here, but also to protect you from other people and to protect other people from you.
That's right. If you're making other people sick, you're spreading it. So it's a two-way street. You can't be selfish about it. If you feel like you got a cough, or if you, and I know it's tough coughing nowadays. I'm telling you, boy, you got the, you have the allergies going on. My head almost exploded the other day. I mean,
and you know what?
I mean, I had a legitimate cough. I don't have corona.
Well, look, you can't help yourself, Robert,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to be attacked. People looking around every time you cough. I don't care what the reason. Pepper, anything. Leave the pepper alone because it's going to make you cough. So this is not a good time to be coughing for any reason. Somebody's going to hurt somebody.
No. Listen, if you got a cough because you got allergies, listen.
Help us out here, Candace. Help us out. What should we do?
Listen, well, you cough, but you use the right measures to cough, especially. Hey.
Do we need to hang a sign around our neck? I'm coughing because I have allergy. I do not have COVID-19.
And you know what? That's paranoia setting in. Because at the end of the day, you know, when I talk about my peas, right? When you're talking about the peas in this pandemic, you know, you don't want to jump into paranoia. But you don't want to jump into panic. You don't want to jump into paranoia. But the things that you can jump into is prevention, precaution, practice, and of course, prayer. When you think about the things you have to do to pivot to make sure you're okay, like we're getting paranoid when we're saying, when we cough and we think, oh my God, I got this package. You know, I got this package. No, because it's allergy season. I'm an asthmatic. I'm wheezing. I'm coughing because the pollen that's in the air is just on high. You have to remember, you still have to take care of yourself. Just use the precautions so you can be prevention, and use prevention so we don't have to do this thing. So don't be paranoid and don't panic.
So it's okay for me to cough. I can cough if I have to.
It's okay for me to cough, right?
Hey, look, I'm just trying to be safe out here. I saw people lining up to buy guns. I don't know what they use those guns for. They may be shooting at folks who are coughing. I don't know. So I'm just trying to be safe.
But that's paranoia. But then again, you want to be sensible. You want to be mindful in everything. And another thing is to protect yourself. That's another P when you think about it, you know, for protection. Because some of us, you know, it's this mentality. Mental health is real. So you want to be mindful when you're around other people. That's why they say in social distance, you know, your social distancing is so very important, because all of us is walking on eggshells right now. So you want to be mindful.
You're right. So besides washing your hand, also stop hoarding up all the food. There is no food shortage, folks. I know the first thing you think about when it snows, if it's a hurricane, if it rains, if it gets cloudy, we go out and stock up on toilet paper, water, and buy everything off the shelf. I've been reminded, because the big stores, all of them, Safeway, Kroger's, Amazon, they have plenty of food, and they're hiring people right and left to make sure that food gets out to the marketplace. So I'm going to give everybody permission today to relax on the food a little bit. Okay, just chill on that. There is no food shortage.
Buy what you need, because what's happening right now is number one, if you're taking everything off the shelves, you're really not safe serving others. If there's 100 packs of toilet tissue here and I go up and buy all 100 packs of it, it's now allowing for anybody else to do. So just pretty much get what you need, because you know that more is coming. The trucks are still out, food and everything is still being delivered. You don't have to buy everything in one day. Really, really get what you need, you know, as you move forward. We're going to be in here in this situation for a while, you know. So when you think about it, for the next 30 days, for the next 60 days, for the next 90 days, we don't know how this progression is going to go. But as long as we keep doing these things that we're talking about, we'll be okay. And so let me jump in as the wellologist right quick, because you buying all this food, you buying all these snacks, and you brought it on Monday and Wednesday, you got no more snacks. So you back out the door trying to get more because you're home with idle time. So now you went from 130 pounds in 60 days, 30 days, you're going to be 200 pounds. Because listen, the average weight gain in a month's time is about 30 pounds. So if you're buying all this stuff and you're sitting home and you're working and you're not eating nutritious food and all you're doing is snacking, you're going to have some problem on your hand when all of this come out. So at the end of the day, you got to be mindful for what it is that you're eating, and you have to keep your schedule the same way that you did when you went to work. If you're home working online, eat breakfast, eat lunch, eat dinner. Do not get up and make your refrigerator, you know, refrigerating all your snacks, and you're just eating because you haven't taken the time to stop. Robert, you know, I'm working with my clients online and we're training online, and they're home, you know, with virtual, doing their work virtual. And I asked them, okay, so you've been on this computer for 8 hours a day. At what point did you get up and eat breakfast? At what point did you fix lunch? You know, dinner time. So what are you doing through the course of your day? We're sitting here for 8 hours consistently working. So of course you're going to snack. How much water are you drinking? Instead of having the M&Ms on your desk, do you have a bottle of water and an apple on your desk? And that's what I told them. You got to get up. Set your alarm for every hour. Walk away from your computer. And you know me, I'm the gangster planker. Get your butt up and plank.
Plank. Get your plank on. You know, well, I'm just going to have you planking now, one way or the other. She done got me out here planking, daggone it. I don't know what a plank was. I thought it was a piece of wood. I'm like, I got on the floor with your arm up in the air and your behind up. You got to be straight as a way to do it.
You got to tell them how to do it. How they do it?
I can show them. I can't. That's not something you describe. You ought to plank for us, Candy. Come on now. You got to turn that camera around and give people a plank before the show is
over. Here's the deal. All of you guys can go ahead out and join Plank Talk Nation, right? Just come on in the group. There's loads of videos that you can see with proper form and everything that you plank. So with the benefits of it, when you say, why should I go out here? Why should I plank? Why should I join this group? You know, for doing that. Because at the end of the day, in 1 minute, you really can change your well-being, especially in this pandemic, right? So if you just rise up, it's you rising all of your body weight up. So listen to what you're working on. You're working on 6 muscles at one time, right? You're working your chest, your biceps, your core, you know, your glutes, and your quadricep muscles all in one shot. You're creating more energy right now. It's hard to keep your energy up. You know, so right now, if you plank, I guarantee you, if you plank for a minute, you'll get instant energy, right?
That's
so
right.
You know, we get instant
energy.
It makes you dance, right? It increases your blood flow, you know, or and then for all of us out here that's trying to keep the weight at bay, it helps you with your weight as you do it. So those are some of the things you do. So join us in the Nation of Elevation, because that's what it is. So you can plank up for your well-being, especially during this time, during this pandemic.
You know, I've been doing the running, man. So that's been my...
wait, I thought I just saw you do that. Wait, do that again. What did
I do the running, man. I got all kinds. Look, I'm telling you one thing. I am not taking this thing, Landa. I did a post on LinkedIn, got a lot of love for it. Matter of fact, on Facebook, too. I said, when the going gets tough, and then I put dot, dot, dot. You fill in the blank. You know the drill. We've been down this road too many times. We are a resilient people. We are resourceful. And we're going to get through this. But you can't just sit there and wait on something to come along and save you. So I'm going to do my plank. I'm going to do my running, man. I'm going to drink my water. I'm going to wash my hands. And what I'm going to do today, I'm going to help you as a business owner so that we don't lose our businesses. And there are things that you can do. You can now here's something we're talking about, things you can do to help out during this business time. There are suffering small businesses out here. There are small businesses out here are suffering, but we're not suffering equally. Some people aren't suffering at all. They happen to be in one of those industries that are actually growing during this time. So what you can do is to support these companies that are suffering. You can prepay. Let's say you don't need their service right now. This is a good time to prepay somebody. Go ahead, look. Say, look, I'm going to go ahead and slide you a couple $100 right now. I'm going to slide you $50. I'm going to slide you $500 right now. I don't need your service today. But I know when this thing is over, I want to be the first one in line, because I know you have that kind of professionalism and great service that I need. And I'm going to need you eventually. So I'm going to go ahead and prepay you today. That's something you can do. And there are many small companies out here. And I've been doing that. I've been helping people. I've been looking at some of the services that I need. And I'm not over here flushing money. I do happen to be in one of the industries that are doing okay right now, being in technology. My phones have been pretty busy. So what I'm trying to do is just spread a little bit of the love. So if I need a service of yours, and if you think that's something, I know I'm going to get 100 calls after this, but I'm ready for it. If I'm one of your clients and I've used you in the past and you think I might need you in the future, I'll take the call. And if I can afford it, if it's something I'm going to use, yes, I will go ahead and prepay for it now, because I do not want to see people go out of business because of this pandemic. We can all do something in our own way. So don't the folks that are doing okay, let's spread this love around.
Okay, you know what, Robert, and that's very good, and that takes the fear out of money right now because of the uncertainty of the future and everything that's happening with this. We are hoarding money. We are hoarding, like we're not spending, you know, and the not thing good. Again, the whole economy and everything goes on our spending power and what we're doing. And for all of us, I'm a small business myself. And, you know, for me, I operated in gyms, so with everything being closed down, you got to get innovative and figure out how do you, as your company, how your brand stay afloat and really, really do this. So we are hoarding money. So we're scared. So it's like, what kind of ideas can you come up with? So that's a good idea. Like if you have a company, you know, if you have a company that you know that services that you're going to need right now, because this is going to come to an end. This too right. shall pass. And we know it. We got to, you know, work as we go. So that is a really, really good advice to say, you know what, I've used this company. So even for those of us small business who contracts got canceled when this came along, I'm one of those businesses that contract got canceled. Mm-hmm. So it's a matter of like, what are you going to do? But instead of canceling your contracts, you know that this is going to continue. So again, when you know when it's all said and done, you know, just go ahead. We're going to get back to our normal, you know, operating procedure. Well, it's never going to be our normal operating procedure again, but we willing to have a new standard. But like in the wellness industry, it's going to always continue. You're always going to have to be well. You're always going to have to exercise. There's some things that you're going to need when you're talking about building your business. Like Robert said, you need branding and marketing. What can I do to turn my business around right now? How do I get innovative? Because online is the way to go right now. What is it do I have to do that's gonna help me get me there? So look at it as that you're protecting your future when you prepay right now and get it. Because I know for me, Robert, some of the things that I had to do for my classes that I taught, mm-hmm. they are now online. So you get to come online and work with me as well. So I'll tell you a little bit about that later and how you can come on every single day and work out with the Wellologist for a dollar. It's unheard of, but right now it's absolutely needed.
All right, I tell you what you're gonna do. Hang on, we're gonna take a quick break here. We're coming up on the 11 o'clock hour. We're gonna take ourselves a quick break. Don't you go anywhere. When we come back, Candace is going to tell us about her $1 program. Also, we're going to talk about branding and how branding can actually take place. Did you fall asleep at the wheel and let this thing sneak up on you because you weren't taking care of your branding? We're going to talk about some of the things that you can do going forward, because right now the strong brands are going to want to be the one that people are going to look to during these perilous times. So hang on. We're going to be right back after the break. Don't you go anywhere. Also, like to thank our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. They've been hanging in there, bless their heart. So hang on, don't go anywhere. So I'm talking to my folks out here on Facebook. We're streaming from two locations. We're streaming from my personal Facebook page. That's where you can see Candace joining me. To everybody streaming on Marketing Pulpit, you probably see me and you hear Candace in the background. If you want to see Candace, you can jump over to my personal stream. But you can also hear on both platforms the entire conversation. BLE Executive Suites, they've been one of the people who have been hanging in there. They've been helping companies throughout, as long as really I've been in this area. And I'm glad to see that they're still hanging in there. Their offices on limited hours, but their virtual services now is what's keeping many of these businesses connected to their customer base. They have their telephone fully staffed. They're still receiving mail. The office is still open. But they're asking you to take precaution. They're sanitized. Come on in, use those protective measures. But if you need somebody to answer your phone and to patch those calls to you, particularly in these times, this is a good time to call a company that's in our community that's been there for us. Let's be there for them at this time and call them at 301-322-1700 or go to blesuites.com and tell them Robert at Gatewood at the Marketing Pulpit asked you to call. And they're going to give you a free month of service, no matter what the service is. It could be one of their leases, could be their mailbox services, could be their virtual phone services. They're going to give you a free month of service. So call them. They're in the community. They've been hanging in there with us. Let's support them. Go ahead and sign up now. And so when this thing is over, you'll be the first one in line to make sure that you have those services that you need. Like I said, folks, this is the time. This is not the time to be stingy. Like Candace said, we can't be hoarding food. We can't be hoarding money. We need to let that money and that food flow out into the community so everybody eats. Everybody needs to eat, not just the folks that have it, but the folks who are struggling too. To our folks out there that are doing Uber and Lyft, yes, there's some help coming from you too, because I heard in the stimulus package that folks in the gig economy are also going to be included in that, in those checks that are going out. So hang in there. Let's not get dismayed. Let's not be depressed. Yes, these are tough times, but when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And telling you, folks, our community, if any community can handle this, it's us. We've been there. We've been there. We've been through some tougher times, but we're going to handle this too. Now, I'm going to get to Candace in a second. I'm going to just give you some quick things that I want you to do as a business owner. We're going to talk to Candace about her $1. I don't know what you're going to tell me about it, but in a minute. And then we're going to talk about branding. But these are some quick things I want you to do. First of all, I want you to do, these are some Gatewood business tips. These are just some general things that you can do right now as a business owner. Number one, stay connected. Let your clients know what's going on. I know it's hard now. You're saying to yourself, you're trying to keep your lights on. You're trying to keep from getting there. You got the kids jumping all over you, working from home. They're all in your hair, knocking your computer off the table. Yeah, but you still got to stay connected to these clients. You got to let them know that you are in business now and that you're going to be in business when this thing is over. So use your email. If you got a MailChimp, AWeber, iContact, Constant Contact, or whatever, go ahead and let people know what's going on. Keep them informed. Use your social media. If you have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, whatever, go ahead and do some posts and let folks know that you are still in business. Your website, go ahead and put your little COVID-19 button or link on your menu tab that says, these are the updates. If it, because these things, some of them are changing by the hour. So on my website, on Marketing Pulpit and Gatewood Marketing, up in my menu tab, I just have a COVID-19. So when something changes, if I decide that my offices are closed, or if I'm offering some type of discounts, if I'm doing something different, then you can just go to my website and I'll be updating it by the hour if necessary. So you have this communication now is more important than ever. Also, folks, this is the time to start looking at your technology. Yes, yes, yes. I know some of us got caught flat-footed, but it's not too late because technology companies like myself, we are busy right now getting people brought up to snuff. I'm working on a company right now. We're putting their learning system online. It's a CPA firm. They're going to be doing government contracting. And one of the stipulations now is that they have to have an online system. We're putting that system together. We have an attorney out there right now who can't meet his clients face to face, but they still need to sign those retainers. We're putting together some way that they can sign those retainers online. We have a company down in North Carolina, it's an insurance company. They have, they're trying to get people to pay their premiums online and sign up for the services they need. We're helping them do that. There's another company down in North Carolina, it's a therapist. She's doing online counseling. We are helping them do this. So folks, get this.
Can I ask you a question, Robert?
Set up right now. Yes, Candace.
I just want to jump in for a second. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I need to catch this just so you can pause where you are. Now, so for those are all of these big companies. So now let's bring just what you're saying to small businesses that need to be online and all the things that they can. And when you're in a small business, even though a system is a system, but as a small business owner, you know, that's out here, what are some of the things that they can do? So companies, sometimes the resources and the money all pull this off to get it on. So what are some of the things that small business owners that can do, especially in our community? Like, what are some of the things that they can do to stay on top of this? You know, when you're talking about being innovative and make sure that the brand and your company.
That's an excellent question, Candace, because there are some basic things that I'm discovering that some of the small companies have not covered. For instance, forms. Sometimes you just need a simple form on your website to answer basic questions. If you're trying to generate lead, send out proposals, just do a simple form. If you're in a WordPress website, for instance, you can put in a contact form 7, a gravity form, and capture that information. It comes into your email box until you respond. Also, if you have MailChimp, you can integrate your MailChimp account now with your website. It's a simple API connection. These are things that don't cost you really any money. That if you have a MailChimp account, which is in some cases it's free, but to integrate that just means adding a plugin to your existing WordPress website. Many small companies don't have a payment system. Once again, if you have a WordPress website or any type of website, it's just a matter of adding a plugin that connects your payment system to your bank and to your website. PayPal, for instance, is one of the most popular ones right now. That's just a simple plugin. Put that on your website, put in your banking information. Now somebody, instead of having to drive over to somebody's house and get coughed on and get the virus, just send them to your website. Go to my website. If you want to see an example of how it works, go to Gatewood Marketing. We have a button up on the right side that says pay. You click on that button, you can go in there and drop in your money. I don't have to see anybody. These are some simple things that people can do right now, Candace. There are some things like we're doing right now, communicating online. You don't have to be a big tech company to do this. We can help you set this up. If you're trying to set up your own radio show, a blog, if you're trying to communicate with your clients virtually. I did a training session last night with somebody who was, an employee I brought online. And so, of course, she was wondering, like, how are you going to train me? Well, I use a program called AnyMeeting. I sent her a link. I shared my screen. Took about 5 minutes. It's another free program that people can use right now. You don't have to be a Fortune 500 company. Use the low-hanging fruit, and then if you need to go up the food chain a little bit, we can help you with that too. We'll be glad to take a phone call from anybody today. If you need some help on that, I will give you a free consultation. Some of these things, if you're an existing client of mine, it may be included in your retainer agreement, and it may not cost you any money. So we are doing things, and you can get your company moved up so that when this pandemic is over, we're going to be experiencing a new normal. So the money you invest now is not going to be wasted. It's going to be information and technology that you will be able to use going forward to create that degrees of separation from some of the other companies that are just simply not going to do it. And unfortunately, some of them won't be around after this pandemic is over.
Wow.
I talked about the payment system, which is another one. People are still mailing me checks. I mean, BLE is doing a great job, but they're not checking the mail as fast as they used to when we didn't have a pandemic. So I'm going down to the mailbox looking for checks, and they're saying it's in the mail. Folks, we don't have to do that. We have Zelle, we have Cash App, we have PayPal, we have Venmo. Get involved and find out how these systems work. If you need me to tell you how to do it, to walk you through it, then call my company. Also, think ahead. Think about how your company is going to be affected going forward after this pandemic. Some of you all expect when this over, you're going to just go right back to your offices and things are going to be sitting there waiting for you. People are changing the way they do business as we speak. Your business may be greater. Your business may just have dried up altogether, never to come back again. Don't wait until this pandemic is over to start making these kind of calculations. You need to look at right now. Like if you're in tourism, how is it going to be afterwards? If you're doing business real estate, because now so many people are working from home, are these people going to be start recalculating and say, wait a minute, do I really need all these offices now? Or should I invest in technology? These are some of the things you need to start thinking about today while you have this free time. Don't wait until the pandemic is over in May, April, or June. Start making these kind of calculations right now. Also, apply for these available loans and grants that are out here. The SBA is a good resource. Go to the state of Maryland. I understand the federal government has some grant money that you don't have to really pay back if you don't fire people during this pandemic and you keep them on the payroll. They do a loan that can be forgiven. The state has money. Just stay on top of these resources. I'm not going to sit here and read them off all today because they're changing by the hour. Just go to the SBA.gov, go to the state that you're operating in. They have a page. Many of them have it under their COVID-19 section of the website. Stay informed, ladies and gentlemen. That's the best way we can fight this thing. So those are some simple tips that you can start using right now. Also, go to Marketing Pulpit, like our Facebook page, like our Instagram page. We will be bringing you updates, not only information on how to keep your business afloat, but we also providing resources And we also dropping in some motivation to let you know that it's going to be okay. When this thing is over, we're going to still be around, and we hope to be around with you. So just hang in there. We got people like myself. We have Candace. We have our other co-hosts like Bernadette from BLE. We have Felicia, the accountant. She's giving out great information. We have Wina, the therapist. She's giving out good information on how to keep your body, your mind positive. Of course, we got the wellologist here who just a walking treasure trove of information and inspiration. And I'm just honored to have her joining me this morning. So, Candace, tell me about this program you got going here. I'm ready to go. Let me get my dollar out. Where do I put my dollar?
And Robert, one of the things I want to say, because you gave out so much great information, I want to say to everybody, like, all the information, and I know it's information overload, information, education, inspiration, motivation, but without application, this stuff doesn't matter. So Amen. You got to take what you need and apply it so you can be okay where you are. Even when you're talking about your workouts, no matter what it is, you have to apply this stuff. You know, my kids used to say, "Mommy, I'm finna do it." You have to get out of that. "I'm finna do it." I'm like, what the heck is that? So you have to do something. If you want things to change, you're going to have to do something physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. You are going to have to do something no matter what. So one of the things that I said with my clients that can't get to me and all the people that's in my fitness classes and everything, their whole thing was like, "Oh my God, I need to hear your commanding voice. I need to see you tell me to lift my leg and do some things," right? So just thinking in all the economics, what it is, you know, I wrote my book, you know, Sexy Fit and Well Fitness on the Go, 40 days, 40 ways to rock to the rhythm of your thoughts. So what I did was I was like, you know what? Come and work out with me for 40 days, right? Come and work out with me for the next 40 days every morning at 6 a.m. in the Sexy Fit and Well 40 Ways, 40 in the 40 Days group. Every day I'm in there at 6 a.m. giving you a workout, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, half an hour to 45 minutes. We hit it hard, we hit it fast, and we've gone about our day. And all of the investments you have to make is $1. It's $1 a day. 40 days from Monday through Friday, right? So you're talking about $40. Well, that's it. Robbie got his $40 out, right?
Yeah, one of them anyway.
$1.
Go back to the ATM.
You got to pay for all 40 days.
Okay,
but at the
40
end
days.
Of the day, it's you, again, making that investment in you to get up every morning. So here's what happens when you get up in the morning when you're talking about bringing your business in your mind together so you can stay on branding and still increase your bank during this time. When you get up in the morning and you get your mind and your body ready, you get more clarity, you get more focus, you get more energy, you get more creative when you do this first thing in the morning. And that's why people was like, "Why you gotta do so early? I chose 6 a.m. to get us going." But here's the sweet thing of it. It's a group that we're all in, and the videos are always there. So you can always go back. So you have access. So you know that American Express Day membership has its privileges.
Mm-hmm.
Able to go back into the group and get any day that you want. And again, it's a by the book. So if I chose the word cheerful today, that's exactly what we're working out on. This book has 40 words in it. So every day we will be working out on a word that's going to bring you positive energy to get through your day. So more information about this, you can go to 40days40ways.eventbrite.com, right? You can go to facebook.com/group Sexy Fit and Well to ask to join the group. Like Robert said, you can pay by Cash App, you can pay by PayPal, you can pay by Zelle, you can pay by Stripe. I have all of my systems open where you can actually pay the $40 to get into the group. In order to gain access, you have to make the investment, come on in the group, and all you have to do is be willing to get up, to show up, so you can make yourself feel better, because the only way to change how you feeling is to change the physical position of your body. So every morning, we got a word, right? Starting out Monday morning, we will be back. This week, I just did a bonus week for the people that took action. So if you take action right now, it gives you access to the group, and you can go ahead and back and look at the 5 videos that I did this week every day and start to move. Movement does not occur until you move. You have to do something. When you're talking about your ROI, Robin, you think ROI means what, right? Return on investment. What am I going to get? What, you know, what's in it for me? You're going to get increased energy. You're going to get increased focus. You're going to get increased creativity. You're going to feel better through the course of your day. So those are all the things when you're talking about what's my ROI. But I want to come to you with one more ROI. Why? What's your risk of inaction right now in this pandemic? Is it an ROI where you're going to get a return on your investment? Or do you have the ROI where it's risk of inaction? If you don't move your body right now during this pandemic, when it's all said and done, your health is going to be in a whole different place. And we don't want that. That's why I'm allowing this every morning. I'm up to work out with me for $1 is unheard of.
Hey, Candace, if you don't mind, what's your Cash App address? I'm going to send you some money as soon as I get off this.
Okay, it's The Wellologist, you know, $ The Wellologist right here. The Wellologist, look for my picture because that's what we're doing. So, and I do the same thing. When I hear my little DJs online and they're keeping us entertained, I'm like, what's your Cash App? So I can give you some money because you're making me feel better. Because here's the deal. It's all about the way that you feel. Listen up. Words, right? Your words. Your words, when you think about it, create action. You know, when you got action, you build your habits, right? So you got words equal action. Because when you feel better, whatever words you say, right, how you feel, it's the action that you're going to take. Your actions builds your habits through the course of your day, every single day. Your habits that you do every day builds your character, right? And your character is the one thing that's going to get you to your destiny. So when you think about the things that you're doing every day, yes, we all need to work. We all need to build up our banks and our business, but you cannot master your business or your bank if you don't first master your body. So join us in the group, the Sexy Fit and Well 40 Days, 40 Ways to rock to the rhythm of your thoughts, because we're talking about changing how you feel so you can be more creative, more focused, so you can get your business done, Robert.
All right. The Wellologist, little pound, little dollar sign, The Wellologist in the Cash App. Go ahead and drop in that $40, that dollar a day, and get this sister, get you in shape. I'm going to do it as soon as I hang up. Even if I, whether I do the planking or the book thing or not, I want to support the people who are out here doing things, because everybody can do something. Everybody can do something. And if you're trying to get a show on the air, if you have a good message or a good product, a good service, and you're trying to, there's a couple of ways you can sponsor this show, and we'll run your ad during the show, just like we did BLE a few minutes ago. We can do a live endorsement right here on the show. Matter of fact, my good friend Bradley Thomas and his band, they're signing up to be a sponsor of the show, 98.6. So we're going to have them on the show and actually playing their music right here on our platform. So thank you, Bradley and the band 98.6. Of course, we have BLE Executive Suites, all of our co-hosts who are actually doing a phenomenal job. I just can't say enough about the great people that we have working on this show. We have, of course, Candace Camille. We have Miss Bernadette Clay. We have the Wiener. We have, oh my goodness, I mean, let me see. We got Falasha Day. She comes on the second Friday of the month. We have Bernadette. She comes on the first Friday of every month. Then we have Wiener. She comes on the third Friday of the month. And of course, we have yours truly sitting over there, Candace Camille. She joins us the fourth Friday of the month. And these people are great. Support them. And then we're going to actually come out of this thing okay. Now, quickly, I'm going to jump into branding on the time we have left, because branding is one of those, I don't want to say misunderstood, but few people understand the power of branding. many of us are folk, we spend most of our lives focusing on customer acquisition and how many people can go out here and sell. But if your brand is strong, everyday things, fundamental things become, exponentially easier. Even Google right now, everybody's trying to come up on Google. Google has a program, it's an acronym called EAT. That's an algorithm they use when they're ranking where they're going to send their traffic to. Expertise, authority, and trustworthiness. So branding is a big factor in Google's algorithm when they decide who they're going to send their traffic to. So if Google feels that way about it, then who are we to guess, the second guess, one of the richest companies in the world, and they're making these decisions every day. You don't have to be Google. All you have to do is have a commitment to success and commitment to your brand. Here's some things about branding. When you make a brand, what you're actually doing, you're making a promise to your customers, to your stakeholders. You're making a pledge, and you have to keep that pledge. Is your brand saying you're going to have the lowest price? Is your brand saying you're going to have the best quality? Is your brand saying you're going to be cutting edge, high technology? Is your brand saying you're going to be smooth and professional? You're going to be warm and fuzzy? Your brand has to state that, and that's going to be part of who you are going forward. So you're making that promise to your customers when you start your brand. Here's something that you should always remember. People will pay more for a branded product than a non-branded product. I don't care what the quality is or how good or how much you want. They will pay more money for a branded product than one that's not branded. And they will pay more for a popular brand than an unpopular brand. So when you're wondering about why you invest this money in your brand, I'm giving you some reasons why you should do this. People buy a branded product more frequently than a non-popular brand. They will keep buying it over and over again. And when I say buy, we can also substitute by, we can say patronize, we can say visit, we can say view. Like this show, like I said, we're going to see dozens of shows popping up. But because the Marketing Pulpit now has a strong brand, we don't have to work as hard to get off the ground because our brand is already out here. And people are willing to call us. People are willing to support our sponsors like BLE and Candace and Wiener and Falasha Day and myself, because the brand has been around for 10 years and we've spent gobs of time and energy and effort trying to build this brand. See my nice coffee cup? I'm showing off this morning. So yeah, I got my brand going. And I didn't just do this, but look at that. Look at Sister Fitty Well over there. Another branding queen. So you got two folks right here today, folks, who are the walking poster boys and girls of what branding looks like. You have to learn how to brand as well. Now, brand is also what we call a barrier to entry. When somebody sees a strong brand, they are much less likely to take you on than a non-brand. I'm not going to go out here and become Google because their brand is so strong, it's going to step on me like a gnat. But what I am going to do, I'm going to go into an area where I can carve out my own piece of the rock. And I want to own that space. And you own that space by having a strong brand. And you must work to protect your brand. We call that brand management. Now, here's some things, before I wrap it up here, I'm going to tell you some things that you need to do to start this branding process if you haven't already. Because I will admit, some of us got caught sleeping behind the wheel. We didn't take care of our brand when the sun was shining. Now it's raining. It's not too late because this cloud will move on. But don't let, when the sun come out, say, I'm going to go back to business as usual. You need to start working on that brand today while you have some time. And when the sun comes back out and COVID-19 and people can start drinking Corona beer again, you're going to be ready. I know that's crazy. That's overreacting. That's panic. There's nothing wrong with Corona beer. I'm just not going to drink one.
That's a whole other show.
I'm just saying.
Let me ask you this, because you said a lot in such a short amount of time. So basically what you're saying is what I heard when you're talking about summing it up. You said what we have to do is be brand bling, right? So you have to be brand bling. And I want you guys to remember that. That means at your level of shine. See, because the thing about it, we all run in a race, but you got to run it at your pace. So when it is, and you're talking about being brand bling, so one of the things when I say, even in the workout world, when you're pacing it out, you got to plan it out. So even in this time, even though it's raining, you got to plan this thing out so you can bling, so you can be seen all over the place, right? You got to hold yourself accountable during this time. You got to hold yourself accountable during this time to get it done if you want to see the sunshine on the other side of this, right? I'm just summarizing what he said. You got to plan it out. You have to be accountable if you want to see the sunshine over on the other side of this pandemic. And you also got to be committed, right? I'm talking about pace. What's your pace? Plan it out. Be accountable. Be committed to the things you have to do to be seen over here. And last and certainly like least, this is the biggest thing of all, the E. You have to execute this thing. What is your execution plan that brings you back to your planning, and be accountable and committed and execute so you can see the sunshine and be brand bling no matter what your brand is, right? No matter what it is. Your race, your pace. But the question you have to ask yourself before you leave here today is, are you in the race? Are you running at all?
Are you running at all? That's great. Ken, you nailed it. Here's some quick things you can do to help your brand starting today. One, look at your purpose. Why are you doing this business in the first place? When you get lost along the way, make sure you have a purpose attached to what you're doing. Are you doing it to make money, stick it to the man because somebody else did it? But understand, that's where your brand starts. The second thing, you need a slogan, something to help sum up what it is you do. We have several slogans. We have putting people to work. We have we make you shine. But you have to, when people hear your name, attach it to something such as your purpose. You need a logo. Your logo is the iconic representation of your brand. It's not your brand. It's the iconic representation of your brand. So when people see that logo, they can think of you, your brand, and what you're all about. What are your colors? Your colors, like in the marketing pulpit and Gatewood Marketing, our colors are red, black, and white. When you see that color, just like you see the big golden arches over at McDonald's, that should remind people of your brand. You got to have a domain name so when people can find you in the web space. Make sure your domain name ties to your company. Now, you can get several domains. You can get your company name, of course, your companyname.com. But it's okay to buy other domains that relate to your brand. Like my company name at Gatewood Marketing, one of our slogans is, we make you shine. Well, I bought the domain, we'll make you shine as well, because use those domains to drive people to your brand. Make sure you have a website. Don't let anybody tell you you don't need a website, because everybody's not on Facebook. Everybody's not on Instagram. Even if they are on Instagram and Facebook, you can tie your Instagram, your Facebook account to your website, because even though these guys are doing great, there's no law to say they're going to be here forever. Your website is yours. You own it. So these folks that have these reseller businesses, some of these radio show hosts, they go out and the company gives them a website, but and then they dump their own website. They give up on their own brand. Next thing you know, the company has shown them the door. Now they're back to zero. Your website is yours. You own it. Build your brand around it. Yes, take it over to social media. Put that logo, put those colors, put those slogans, put that purpose, everything you can. Put it on your social media so that your brand is spread out over multiple platforms. Yes, some people are still using literature. You need business cards. You need postcards. You need capability statement, particularly if you're a government worker. Make sure your brand is represented on your literature. And last but not least, when you go out here and start advertising, you're trying to get those metrics, those insights, those return on investments, that number is going to be enhanced by a strong brand. You take two companies that are doing the exact same thing, one that's non-branded and one that's branded. They can run the same identical advertising campaign. I will bet my house that the one that has the better brand is going to have the better metrics. They're going to have a higher conversion, a higher return on investment, higher viability, and their company is going to be around longer. Invest in your brand, ladies and gentlemen. This pandemic gives us an opportunity to pause, to think, to be introspective, to be thoughtful, to be forward-thinking. Let's start working on our brand. Yes, a radio show, a a podcast are good ways to nurture, because what branding does, it nurtures, it communicates, it lets people know who you are, it builds your credibility. If you need help putting the show together, just like we have right now, contact my company. We are actually putting companies in the technological space right now as we speak. When I get off this air, I got to jump on about 3 projects that we're working on today. Some have been on my case saying, hey, where's my project? Well, look, folks, we've been very busy, okay? But I do, I will say that the ones that called me before the pandemic, they're the ones that's at the top of the list. Some have called me during the pandemic. We're going to get to you too. And we're bringing people on board. We're hiring people. We're putting people to work. And so just be patient, but we will get to you. There's an old saying, if you want something done, get a busy person to do it. Somebody sitting around doing nothing, that's what they want to continue to do. Be that busy person, and people will find you because you have a reputation of getting things done. And Gatewood Marketing, the marketing pulpit, and I'm sure Candace, we are no exception. If you want something done, contact people who are doing it and whose brand tells you they're going to do it. Candace, put a bow on this thing for us as we get ready to go out of here.
You know what? At the end of the day, I leave with just how I came in. All this information, all this education, the inspiration, the motivation, without application, it does not work. So even as we're speaking here, for those of you that's listening, we all have different needs. So we need to take what it is that we need in order to get ourselves to another level, order to get ourselves to keep moving. So you pull what you need and get moving, no matter if you're moving in your physical limb, your emotional, you know, your spiritual, your financial, your business. These are all the things that we have to continue to work on each and every day. Because we're inside there, that's not a reason to say, you know what, I'm going to sleep till 12 o'clock and I'm going to get up and work on my business at 2. It doesn't work like that. You have to keep your body clock the same way you keep your work clock. So if you always got up at 5 o'clock and now you're getting up at 11, you're throwing all systems off. So you're not going to be able to get your systems in place. Remember that this is not a vacation. We still have to do what we have to do in order to live. So all the things that you heard here today, when you're talking about your body, your business, your branding, is all the things is what keeps us alive. And the last and certainly not least is the connection piece. We still have to stay connected, even though that we are home. Like right now, we are connecting to you. I'm connected to Robert. You know, all the things to Radio One, the marketing pulpit. I'm connected to Sexy Fit and Well, Candace Camille Enterprises, all the things that we have to do in order to stay up on our game. Listen, at the end of the day, are you still playing? Are you still playing? And you have to say, are you playing to win or are you just playing? So you have to get in this game and play to win. So one of the things I want to do is stay connected to each and every one of you. You know, I'm at the Willologist, of course, social media. Go to Candace Camille Willologist. Like my page, join us in Plank Talk Nation, join us in 40 Days, 40 Ways, the Rock to the Rhythm of Your Thought Facebook group, and stay connected so you can keep all of your systems in order. Thank you, Robert.
All right. Thank you, Candace. Candace is, man, she is one of a kind. I'm so glad to have her in the marketing pulpit family. Folks, take this information. This information is going to be available, of course, on Facebook Live to my family, friends who are tuning in on the Marketing Pulpit Facebook feed. You can go to the Marketing Pulpit and you'll catch me and Candace. I know the ones who are tuning in on Marketing Pulpit, you don't see the split screen. You can go to Marketing Pulpit a few minutes after the show. We'll have the entire show back on the Marketing Pulpit website. Please share this information. Information help, folks. We're here to help. Look, we're going to be okay. But my goal right now is to make sure when this pandemic is over, we still have our businesses standing. Feel free to call me. My company is Gatewood Marketing and Web. We specialize in branding, marketing, web, social, graphic design, logo, branding, you name it. We do it. We're a full service advertising agency. Go to gatewoodmarketing.com or you can give me a call at 301-839-2836. Support our sponsors. Take seriously what I said about it. Go ahead and support somebody who may be struggling right now. Go ahead and prepay for that service. Throw them a little help. If you're doing great right now, it will come back. We've learned that by giving, we do receive in return. We'll be be back next week. We're going to have BLE, Bernadette Clay. She's going to be joining me on the first Friday of the month. We're going to be back in the Radio 1 studio as soon as they let us back in there. But right now we are broadcasting from these different locations. But I'm telling you, I'm starting to get used to this. It's actually pretty nice. So, folks, thank you again. And feel free, please share this information as somebody out there that you might make a difference in their lives by making sure this information get into their eyes, into their ear holes, like the Funkadelic said. That's going to wrap it up for today, folks. Thank you. Thank you again. And we'll see you next week right here on the Marketing Pulpit Radio and TV. We're out.
We're out. We're out.